This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The best way to understand anything in Hollywood, a wise old producer once told me, is to check the numbers first. So here are some numbers. Beyoncé, the internationally famous and quite possibly most talked about woman in the world, has about 14.7 million Twitter followers. She's ranked at roughly the 119th most popular person on Twitter. Shakira, the Colombian-born pop star, has a whopping 45.2 million Twitter followers. She's about 18th on the Twitter popularity scale. Now, for reference, Donald J. Trump, the American-born star of reality television and other assorted career accomplishments, has about 31 million Twitter followers and ranks about 34th on the popularity scale. So, in other words, you'd have to add Beyoncé's Twitter to Donald Trump's Twitter to edge out Shakira's Twitter. Now, this may or may not be significant, but it's a useful measure of the lopsided attention American entertainment businesses pay to American celebrities. At an investors conference years ago, I appeared on a panel entitled The Soft Power of Hollywood. It may have been called something else equally futile. At a certain point, my memory gets fuzzy. But I do remember the moment when a fellow panelist, an American media executive, breathlessly reminded the audience that the American movie stars were the most popular and most famous people on Earth. Which isn't quite true, as I reminded him. The most famous and most popular movie stars on Earth, if you're going by sheer number of human beings who watch their movies, are indisputably Indian. It's Bollywood, not Hollywood, that really packs in the audiences. This is not to say that American movie stars aren't popular or famous, just that the near monopoly in the manufacture and marketing of famous stars that Hollywood has enjoyed for almost a century, well, it's almost gone. The Hollywood executive on the panel smiled thinly when I said this. "That's a good reminder, thanks," he said in a tone that conveyed zero thanks. But in retrospect, it might have been a smarter career move to have delivered this good reminder in private. But my feeling is, if you're on a stupid-sounding panel at a pointless conference, the least you can do is deliver some drama. But smart celebrities with a strategic grasp of international entertainment markets don't need to be reminded of the new ways of Hollywood. Almost 10 years ago, Beyoncé, it always comes down to Beyoncé, if you noticed, she released a duet with Shakira, a blend of Latin American, even Arabic music styles. The song was called Beautiful Liar, and it went on to become a smash hit for both singers. But more importantly, it was a crossover opportunity for Beyoncé and allowed her to reach Shakira's audience. A week or so ago, Justin Bieber, perhaps the most annoying Canadian who ever lived, released his new song, Despacito, and it's a clear attempt to break into the Spanish-language market. It's a remake of a Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi song, and I won't pretend I know who those two people are if you promise not to pretend that you do either. But the point here is that by remixing a popular Latin American song, Justin Bieber has broadened his audience base just like Beyoncé. But unfortunately for Justin Bieber, he went a step past Beyoncé, and he actually sings the song in Spanish, which is a language he is not proficient in. And we know that because recently he sang the song in front of a Spanish-speaking audience, and he forgot the lyrics and replaced them with a combination of blah, 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 I ate the burrito, and I don't know the words, so I say Dorito. There are better ways to charm a Spanish-speaking audience. There are better ways, there are Beyoncé ways, to reach across borders and amass a larger audience. But Bieber is at least on the right track. Bieber knows what that media executive years ago did not. He knows, first, check the numbers. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll use the Eisenhower mix for KCRW. This is Rob Long.